And now I have a special presentation for you.
Ooh.
Okay. It's a little lesson. Okay. We like to think that our show can occasionally be educational.
Absolutely. Okay? Every day.
So this is, that might be overshooting, but as many days as possible. You
That's
know?
Right.
This is a lesson in the art of the Irish goodbye.
Ah.
So.
This is amazing.
Our
I'm so
boss.
So bad at them.
So, me too.
I'm so bad
I'm
at
not.
Them.
I'm not.
Yeah, it's true.
You're good, Kel.
Good.
Kelly has notoriously Irish goodbye'd.
Everywhere.
At her own house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will disappear.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Go to bed.
So, and lock the door.
Moosehead when we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the trail when we hike.
Well,
I'll
that's
Irish goodbye back to the boat.
That has nothing to do with you trying
that's
to get out of there.
Irish goodbye. That's giving up.
And that will be there in June, first weekend.
Yeah.
So our boss is the king of the Irish goodbye.
Todd.
It is an art form, okay?
Yeah. Really?
Now, this has become something that Phil has been known for, but you don't learn it because it's something that's so subtle and so well done.
It's planned out.
But I didn't. So we got invited into the plan last night.
That was I was like honored.
Yes.
Yeah.
So our boss is really good about showing up at station
everything.
Everything and
so supportive.
Very supportive of our clients and businesses. And, you know, events that are happening around town and whatever. And he, you know, he wants to, you know, make an appearance to support. Mm-hmm. And he's really, really good about that. And very supportive of us.
Yeah.
You know, if we
he's
have
great.
Anything going on. Yeah. So we're at this event last night. And it was in a space that was hard to get into.
It was.
Like, you had to find an unmarked door.
Yep.
And cross your fingers that you weren't walking into some stranger's building. Right.
There wasn't like this main entrance that you walk in. Like, right.
So, first of all, he probably circled the building three times trying to get in.
Yep.
Because, of course, he was like right on time, you know, and no one else for the party was right on time.
Yep.
So, eventually, we find him and we're chatting and everything. And he keeps kind of looking around. And I wasn't sure if he was looking for the head of the organization or for
an appetizer.
And he goes... How do you get out of here?
Now, this is like when he
so
just
he, like,
showed
scoped
up.
Scoped it out.
Yeah.
That's
why
just
he gets
shown
there
up.
So early. Right. That's interesting.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. Like, he is there for, and it makes me so jealous because Todd, like you, I can't leave. I can't leave without saying goodbye.
I know. I'm the same way.
You know?
Multiple times to people. Multiple hugs. Multiple conversations. My family hates me because of it.
I didn't do that
last
night
with Blake.
They're
waiting in the car. They're like, oh my God, they're sending me texts and stuff.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't do that last night with Blake. Blake, I was about to just scoot out and then I'm with Blake and he starts saying goodbye. I'm like, oh.
And you're like, oh,
right.
And then we get caught in conversation.
And people always grab you on the way out. Hey. Yeah. And I'm like,
I would have been gone. I would have been in bed by the time if I had just left.
Yeah. Well, that's the perk of having an early job. Is it's a valid excuse all the time. It's
true.
Like,
yes.
I really got to get to bed. We got the show in the morning. You know? And that works every time.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, like we really, it was kind of a late night. So, then we get recruited to help scope out the exit.
Yeah.
For Phil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So we're like, you know, where is it? And we literally were like, well, I think if you go through there and take a left.
Like, it was where they were preparing the drinks and the appetizers.
Sure.
You had to go behind the black curtain.
Right.
This is like planning a mission.
It
I
was.
Know. It really was.
And he told us this is the art.
Yeah.
when you go into a location, you always find where the exit is.
Right.
Always.
Right. I felt like a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, sure. Right.
And then he even like Irish. Like,
it's like
he,
an ops.
Yeah.
He, an ops mission.
Like partly Irish goodbye the first part of the event.
The VIP party.
The VIP party, which I thought he left, but he hadn't. He had gone to the second half to make his appearance there.
See, he's got the best timing in the world. It's like
as soon as we got on stage, I saw him. As soon as we got on stage for the first part, he applauded us, checked us out for maybe 5 minutes, and then our heads went down, my head went up. Phil was gone.
Gone.
I walk into the second part, okay, maybe like a half hour later. There he is to applaud, shake hands, meet everyone. We get on stage. I applaud. I pick my head up. He's gone.
Right.
It was perfect.
I know.
Yes.
And he's probably, by the time I got out of there, he's probably been asleep.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
You know, for an hour.
Yeah.
Or having his nightcap.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And no one thought any different.
It is an art that I don't think I will ever be able to develop. You know, like to be able to be there for just the right amount of time. I will stay there and help pick up cups.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm there like, oh, is this, maybe I should, you know, is there anyone need to put any of the bagels away? You know?
I'd rather get yelled at.
Finishing off the cheese plate, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
rather get yelled at for leaving rather than stay there for an extra hour saying goodbye. I feel like I've spent my time with you. We've had fun. You're my friend. I'm probably going to talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, like nothing more to say. I usually say like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. No, I don't. Peace.
Oh. I totally, actually, Kelly almost Irish goodbyed.
Yeah.
And I roped her back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was mean.
I really didn't mean to.
I was saying, oh, I'm walking out too.
Yes.
And then she was like, oh, like, crap.
No.
Crap.
Yeah.
I'm like the sinker on a fishing line.
And what happened? A bunch of people were like, oh, I'm going to come on the show. Let's do this. What do you do? I'm like,
right.
Blake,
it's like, see, this is why I got a ditch.
At one point, I had to look at him and be like, okay, let's go. Jackets.
Yeah.
Yep. I did, because he's too nice. Me? Goodbye. I'm known for not being nice.
Come to think of it. Oh, Todd's got to go on TV. Todd, you got to go. I'm starting to wonder if Phil only Irish goodbyes the events that I'm at so that he doesn't get caught on the way out now.
Don't attach to Blake.
Right.